With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy to be joined once again now by Frank Pagliuca, who is the coach at St. Mary's Girls Hockey. And, Coach, welcome back.
Thanks, Rick, for having me.
Coach, a spectacular record, spectacular all the way around, just about every single aspect of your season, your roster, your schedule. Last couple of games have been challenging, it looks like. And tell me about the most recent game against Matinon before we start talking about Fenwick.
Sure. You know, we've had a couple challenging games, which is always great. Some tournament style atmospheres with Archie's, Notre Dame Hingham, Bishop Feehan, and we have a tough game against Matinon as well. Just everybody's improving and everybody's ratcheting it up, getting ready for the tournament. So it's been good for us. It's exposed some things that we need to go back and work on, and we have to do a couple things better in these games, and especially finishing opportunities when we get them to extend leads or to take leads, and other things in the D zone that we have to work on. So it's kind of helped us in that aspect of, you know, refocus our efforts and energy on certain areas of our game that we have to improve on before the tournament.
Sounds like a familiar refrain from some of the coaches. And the other thing, too, Frank, is when you're unbeaten for so long, other schools they'll step up sometimes and really, the proverbial target on your back, man, they go after you. And it's very, very, very difficult to go unbeaten. And, you know, where you guys have been at the top for so long and so good, I'm sure that some of these other schools who are pretty talented themselves are saying, okay, it's our turn now.
Yeah, sure. And I think that's been part of our issues at times. We're not raising our urgency and intensity levels to match these other teams that are playing us. And these other teams are playing us are not only really playing with a lot of urgency and effort, but they're talented. And we have to figure out how to match that urgency and effort to play in those type of games. And we can't just wait until a team scores upon us or wait till the second period to ratchet things up, because when you get in a tournament, you don't have that time. And we don't want to regret anything going into the tournament. We want to make sure that we have that focus on our injury level where it needs to be going into the tournament.
Well, I know a couple of coaches have talked about fighting complacency, and I know that with any kid in any class or any team, that can be a problem because they do have distractions. But you guys have done so well. I want to ask you about a couple of players that we've talked about before, and I want to start with Jenna Chaplin, because am I right? Did you say she's had over 200 points in her career?
Yes, she went over 200 points earlier this year. She's had a very good season up to this point. Obviously, she's one of our leaders, and she really does a good job in that aspect, along with her being such an impact on the ice. And, you know, it's one thing we talk about. You don't have to score in order to make impacts on games. And she's doing a lot of these little things that may not necessarily show up on the stat sheet that she's really focused on, because I think that's going to really help her as she transitions next year into college play. But she's been, again, She's been one of our best players. I know that teams account for her every time she's on the ice, and she's learning how to deal with that and to make people better around her.
Well, one thing that jumps off the page, too, is you have a defenseman, Casey Litwin, with 13 assists, and I think that's maybe what you're talking about. You don't have to score to contribute. Is she an offensive player? What's her style of play?
Yeah, I mean, Casey has been one of our best defensemen the last couple seasons. She's very talented with the puck. She moves the puck. She's a converted forward that's moved back and took on the defenseman role full time when she got to St. Mary, so she has that background. She is really confident, composed with the puck. She sees the ice exceptionally, and she can break the puck out without having to make a pass. She makes one little escape move and she's up the ice, looking to either skate with the puck or move it to an open player. And I think that's what, you know, has really come to the forefront this year is Casey's composure level, whether it be on the power play, kind of quarterbacking our power play, or some other aspects of her game in the D zone where she's just not panicking, throwing the puck around. She's always looking for that safe play under pressure, and she's really stepped up her game this year.
It's so important to have a player like that back on defense who can do all those things. It really helps everybody out. I want to ask you, too, about contributions, because I'm looking at the roster. You've got at least 13 girls who have scored goals, and every person on the team has at least 1 point. What does that tell about your team?
I think what we talked about a little bit before, we have a lot of balance on our team. We're not just a one- or two-person team. We have a lot of players this year have stepped up and contributed, whether it be on the score sheet or doing some other important things on the ice that we really need. And we're a team. We're not an individual player or two. And I think when we can roll out lines and we play, you know, we're playing 3 to 4 lines and 6 defensemen consistently, I think that benefits everybody. And people are gaining more confidence, feeling more composed out on that ice. And the more people that contribute, the better opportunity we're going to have to win games.
I was looking, trying to find the power rankings, if they've updated them. They have not yet. But at this point, you guys are number one. And what does that mean schedule-wise for you now coming up down the stretch?
You know, again, we have a very tough schedule the last 5 games, starting with Fenwick next Wednesday night. Then we have Haverhill, Pawtucket, North Andover on that Saturday. And then we follow up with a makeup game versus Billerica at Chelmsford on that Monday. Then we play Malton Catholic on Tuesday, and then the winner of Braintree and Notre Dame Hingham on Thursday. So we have a tough, tough schedule coming up, which I think will really help us and harden us and get us ready for the tournament coming up. And that's all we want, playing our best hockey going into the tournament.
Well, Frank, congratulations on the season so far. Good luck in your next couple – well, good luck the rest of the way, but we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Be well. Take care.
Take care.
All right. That is Frank Paliuka, who is the head coach of St. Mary's Girls Hockey. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.